Here at the Ranger Report Podcast, we only represent products we believe in. As you've heard over the past year plus, we've been running our Walton's commercial. I've been using Walton's products for a long time now, and let me tell you, they're some of the best seasonings I've ever used. One of my staples to make at my house are pork chops, and their ultimate pork chop and roast rub has gotten more compliments than anything that I've ever used. For burgers, their better burger seasoning is delicious, and I only use that on my burgers. Again, tons of compliments. They have all kind of seasonings that you can imagine. They have barbecue sauce and the thick kind, not the watery kind at all. If you're into wild game, they have seasons and rubs for that as well. Don't forget their line of sausage casings and all the tools to make your own meat products, from sausage and jerky to grinders and more. Walton's really is a one-stop shop for everything but the meat. If you like tips and tricks and videos on how to do a whole lot of things when it comes to cooking, then you should go to www.meatgistics.com. Go to www.waltonsinc.com today and start shopping, and tell them the Ranger Report Podcast sent you. Walton's, everything but the meat.
This is Bruce Bochy, and you're listening to the Ranger Report.
The Ranger Report. Yeah, the Ranger Report. Inside scoop. Listen to the Ranger Report. Oh, here we go.
This is the Ranger Report Podcast. News, insights, predictions, interviews, and information about the World Series champion Texas Rangers, from the major leagues to the minor leagues. And now, here are your hosts, Ben Dieter, Tyler Nielsen, and CJ Berryman.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Ranger Report Podcast, brought to you on the Fans First Sports Network. We are your Texas Ranger source on the Fans First Sports Network. We are, of course, brought to you by Walton's, everything but the meat, and we are presented by Dallas Sports Nation, and of course, our biggest sponsor, Comfort Air. You might see two hats on the show, and of course, the owner of Comfort Air has joined us tonight for the show. Mac, how's it going, man?
It's going great. I appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on. Of course, I am Ben Dieter. You can find me on the X at BDieter75.
And I'm Tyler Nielsen. You can find me on the X at the Ranger Report Podcast.
And also another regular that's joining us tonight, Nathan Haig from the Nacogdoches. I forgot your newspaper name.
The Daily Sentinel.
Daily Sentinel. Thank you. I forgot what it was called. I feel terrible.
The oldest town in Texas is what
it is. Yeah. That's what they say. Well, yeah, at least you didn't have Billy the Kid die there. There's like three towns that claim that. So anyway, so tonight we figured we'd do a show, since tomorrow is, I don't know, you guys may have heard of this little thing called opening day. The Rangers, by the way, they won the World Series in 2023, if you guys forgot. The Rangers are starting their season tomorrow. Josh Jung and Corey Seager both healthy and ready to go, which is fantastic news. But just talk for a minute. Like, I know people say there's that game where they throw the pigskin and Patrick Mahomes wins it every year, and people say that should be a national holiday. But as much as I like the Super Bowl, Nathan, I'll start with you. Shouldn't opening day be a national holiday?
100%. Why not make them both? Why do we have to choose one or the other?
True. Just
make them both. Actually, by the way, I now that they have that week for when it comes to the Super Bowl, that week between the conference championship games, which, you know, I hate how they do the Pro Bowl and all that stuff, but that's another issue. Play the Super Bowl on Saturday, then give everyone off, you know, that way you have Sunday to recover from it, or make Monday a day off. One of the two.
Yeah.
But yes, absolutely. The opening day, national holiday, it's America's pastime, should be a day off for America.
Max, since you own your own business, you can make it a holiday.
I really don't have that kind of pull in our U.S. government. Sorry, guys. I'm not that big. but I'll tell you what, me and Tyler were talking about this beforehand, and he was asking me, are you going to watch opening day? And I'm like, you know what? I might. Quite honestly, I didn't realize tomorrow was opening day, but I was like, you know what? I might. And then I start thinking about it. And I'm like, no, my brother's got a track meet on Holy Thursday, because Good Friday is Good Friday. And so they don't have school. And so I was like, he's going to be running track. And then we have to go. I'm a Knights of Columbus member, and I'm a fourth degree. So we take the Blessed Sacrament for adoration outside of the church, and we stand guard from 9 to midnight over the Blessed Sacrament every Holy Thursday. So I was like, actually, I will not be able to watch opening day because there's more important things than baseball to me. And that's where my priorities are for tomorrow.
Yeah. But
I will try to watch more Rangers games. I promise, guys.
Well, I mean, you know, it's
America's pastime great again.
Yep. And it is, you know, you do have kids at that age. Mine are all out of school, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. But you got kids at that age where you got them doing everything, going everywhere. So it's hard. Like, I know I missed a lot back in the day from, you know, all the different events I had to attend, all the things I had to do. And Nathan, you aren't there yet, but you're getting there soon. So, all right, Tyler, it looks like you're relaxing there. So you're going to have a nice relaxing day to watch the game tomorrow.
I will. And it's already been a national holiday for me ever since I was a little kid because the Rangers were always terrible. And I found a way every single day of the Rangers opening day. You know, we had the early games, not primetime MLB games. So I always played hooky that day. So I never missed an opening day when the Rangers played. So tomorrow it'll be a fresh breath of air to get to watch them play on national television at night.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, that is the good thing. They're on in the evenings, which is good for me as a school teacher because I don't have to like ignore my kids and watch the game on my computer. I can actually watch it at home on my television.
Exactly.
For you, did you put yourself in the hospital so that you could watch the game there and wouldn't have to worry about work?
Hey, I mean, we can flip a coin on it, but we'll just go with the latter. Yeah.
Okay. Hey. I did that. I think I've told you guys the story, but I'll tell it again. 2010, game one against the Tampa Bay Rays. I had an event at work and had to be taken to the hospital. I was completely passed out. And my wife said when they rolled me in the room, I opened my eyes and looked up at the TV and said, "Can they put the game on that?" And I wasn't even awake. And I went back out, but she said they turned it on. As soon as they did, my eyes opened again and I started watching the TV. So.
That's what the Rangers do to you, Ben.
Well, and that was, you know, the first time I'd seen them in the playoffs since the 90s. So that was a pretty big deal right there. So,
true.
Of course, now, you know, they've won it. So that's awesome. But anyway, we figured tomorrow's going to be, you know, tomorrow should be a national holiday. Then they have Friday off. So we all have Friday to recover. And I don't have to work Friday. Nathan, I'm sure you do, because I'm sure there's some sort of sporting event going on Friday.
There's always, spring is so busy. I mean, people don't realize, you know, like obviously football's king in Texas and fall's real busy, but there's so many different events going on in the spring, you know.
And you've got high school and college to cover, so.
So.
Yeah, you got to do SFA and you got to do all the local stuff on high school, so that's got to be fun. All right. Well,
and then you get close to Easter as college, and they all want to have their spring games around Easter Sunday. And so you're real busy kid. So it's nuts.
And by the way, Tyler, didn't you say that your wife is from Garrison?
She is. She's from Garrison, Texas.
Their powerlifting team just won state. So
did they really?
Yeah.
When I get off here, I'll have to let her know. That's very cool. Thanks for the info.
Back to back. So yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You have a good memory, man. She's going to be like, wow, can't believe you remember that.
He's a sports writer. His memory is what he needs
Yeah, true.
So, Nathan, are you going to be watching a Hallmark movie tomorrow, or are you going to be watching the Rangers game?
A Hallmark movie?
And yeah.
Make just one. No.
Nathan and I have a running gag whenever a big sporting event happens that we're either watching a Hallmark movie or The Notebook that day.
Because of how unpredictable those movies are.
The Notebook. Just... Yeah, there you go.
The Notebook. Yeah, The Notebook. Wow, we've seen that dozens of times.
Couldn't tell you who's actually in it either. But
no, I don't know who's in it, but you know.
But no, but yeah, I do have, because Friday is Good Friday, but still have sporting events Friday. Some of those were moved to Thursday. And so have, yeah. You know, cover a good old Knack versus Lufkin in baseball tomorrow. But definitely plan on coming home and catching up with the game on DVR later. So.
All right. Well, with the four of us here tonight, I wanted to do a little predicting for the season before it gets underway. Although I know the Korean thing already happened where a couple of games were played, but you know,
that don't count.
And by the way, Nathan and Mac, I haven't talked to either of you guys about this. What are your thoughts on the Shohei Ohtani situation?
Like, it's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the one thing is that the Rangers don't have to really worry about it right now.
No,
they don't. I mean, that's the one advantage. And I don't know what the Dodgers had to give up to give that, but it's going to hurt them in the long run.
I don't think his interpreter, whoever replaces him, because I can go ahead and learn Japanese or use Google Translate.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's probably a well-paying job. Well, obviously $4 million worth of pay.
I'll be his back caddy. I don't care.
I'm with you, Mac.
Yeah, I don't care.
No, but that situation is just getting
crazy. The four of us just go in on it and, you know, just take shifts and split it four ways.
Yeah. Perfect. There's too much hush-hush in this deal right now, and that they're not saying anything. And I guarantee it, the more the stuff that gets leaked, Shohei Ohtani, in my opinion, and I'm not judging Shohei Ohtani. I'm not saying this is 100% fact, but I think he had more to do with what's going on in this investigation than what's being portrayed.
Yeah.
And
I don't know that he gambled, but I think he knew what was going on and he helped pay off the debt.
Yeah, that's the part I'm talking about. I totally agree to that.
But I don't think he actually gambled, because I don't think he would have come out and made the statement he did if he was guilty of actually gambling. Because the Correct. Statement he made was pretty straightforward on the money was taken from his account and used. And, you know, he was trying to help his friend out. And I think he's clean on all this. At first, I wasn't sure, but I think he's clean on all this. I just think it's a really unfortunate situation for him. I wonder if the Dodgers will try to defer the situation 10 years down the road.
He should probably hire Pete Rose as his attorney.
It's probably a good idea. I heard Pete Rose came out and said, man, I wish I'd have had a translator when this happened.
Well, Pete Rose, I don't know. Pete Rose may not be able to get him out of it because he can't get out of what he is.
Yeah, he can't get out of his own.
That's a whole sad situation.
Yeah, because Pete Rose, I mean, we've talked about this on the show before, but he was one of the greatest hitters I've ever seen.
He was. I mean,
gambling and baseball had nothing to do with him becoming the all-time hits leader.
No,
exactly.
It was after his playing career. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it was stupid of him, but it was after his playing career.
Unless he was paying the pitchers, which he could have.
And he always bet for his team to win. He didn't bet against them. So, you know, he didn't like it. Well, not like the Black Sox. He didn't throw games and stuff, but still, it's a bad look. And I mean, just in general, gambling in sports, I think, is a bad look anyway, but that's just my personal opinion. I think
it's
stuff tough. Like this is going to happen.
And I think politics, you know, we look at Vegas and we look at stat lines and the spreads, and they know more than we think they know. Those lines are set for a reason, and they're all pretty damn close every time. And I'm it's sad what's gone on with sports in that aspect as well. It really is.
And then college is a whole nother deal there too.
Yep, college is a whole nother deal. All right, let's. I want to do some predictions tonight since we got the season started tomorrow. I want to start with the National League. I want to start with who wins the three divisions. Mac, I know you prepared, so I'll start with you.
I did. So you said National League.
Let's start with the National League. Who wins the three divisions?
The NL East. I've got the Phillies winning the NL East this year. I have the Brewers winning the NL Central again. And then I have the Padres, of all those teams, winning the NL West this year.
Ooh.
That's pretty good right there. All right, Nathan, what do you think?
Well, I'll go Cubs. I like the Padres, or I like the it's hard to say. So I'm on the fence, because also I think I'm wondering, not because of Ohtani joining LA, but that's a good team. It just depends on which team shows up.
Yep.
For the West, but I'll go ahead and take the Dodgers for the West. But I don't think they'll make a deep run, just because I think that I think they're gonna have an early exit.
East.
East. Okay.
Yeah, the East.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'll go Phillies on that as well.
All right, Tyler.
NL East, I have the Atlanta Braves taking it. NL Central, I have the Cincinnati Reds. And the NL, what am I missing?
West.
NL West, I have the Dodgers.
All right, and I also have the Atlanta Braves for the NL East. For the Central, I'm going with Mac. I have the Cubs. And for the West, I think the Dodgers are the Dodgers are the Cowboys. Oh, sorry, Nathan, of baseball. They're the best regular season. They're the best regular season team in baseball, and then they'll exit in the first round of the playoffs. But
I thought Mac and the NL Central had the Brewers.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you said the Cubs. Nathan had the Cubs.
Okay, Brewers.
Brewers, I think, are going to be really good this year too. So
Which they have a cool logo, by the way.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like their logo. It's a very nice logo. All right, so that is our division winners in the National League. Mac, I'll start with you again. Let's switch over to the AL.
So the AL West, I have the Rangers. They're gonna take the Astros this year in the AL West. I have the Rays winning the AL East, which they finished second last year.
Yep.
I have the Twins winning the AL Central again this year.
I like it. All right, Tyler.
AL West, I've got the Rangers. Are you want to do records right now, or you want to wait on the Rangers?
No, we'll wait on the record.
AL West, I have the Rangers. AL East, I have the Baltimore Orioles, because I love, love, love me some John Smoltz. And in the AL, they have a
really bright future, man.
Oh, they have the best future. And in the AL Central, I have the Cleveland Guardians.
All right. Nathan?
I still hate the name Guardians.
I know, man. It was tough for me, Nate, in the Central, but I was like, I think the Guardians are going to be much improved. Yeah. I wanted to go with the Royals.
No, that's not going to happen, but I want to go
dead last.
Yeah, I want to go with them too, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just, by the way, I still love the acronym, you know, Rangers being Road Warriors, and how that ended up playing, you know.
Yeah, ROAD, you know, yeah, Royals, yeah. Orioles, Astros, Diamondbacks, yep.
Yeah, exactly. A's in the East. I was back and forth between Baltimore and Atlanta, but like, I think the experience plays a role with the Rays. And so I'll go Rays, Rays, Twins, and Rangers.
All right. I'm probably going to make y'all mad, but I'm going Orioles. I'm going Twins.
I already know where this is going.
And I'm going
Yankees.
I'm going Seattle.
Oh, Seattle.
I think Seattle's really going to sneak in there and win the West. Remember how close they were last year?
True.
I think Seattle tops both Texas and Houston. I think Houston comes in third.
Well, and see, Houston's going to obviously new manager and just kind of like, I think
Houston's going to be third. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of think a lot was taken out of Houston.
Yeah. I think the Rangers just need to get into the playoffs, and I think they know that.
Well, Houston, go ahead, Nate.
I was just about to say Houston's biggest kryptonite, they're on home field.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Very good point. But you know, everybody's talking about the first half of the season for the Rangers, you know, not being healthy. I'm like, you look at the Astros, they're not healthy either until the All-Star break.
Yep. Yeah, they got Verlander out. They got other people with injury trouble. So, yeah, it's going to be tough for them, too.
Yeah, early on, it's going to be kind of rough. And it's just kind of – you just have to remind yourself, okay, better things are going to come in the second half.
Yep.
But it's – 162-game season. There's – the you know, anything can happen in that point.
That's right. All right, so go ahead, Mac.
I'm just saying, hey, when the Rangers – show excellence, you have to piss excellence. You don't take second place in a division.
See, I like that. But
here's the thing.
I'm almost always wrong. That's why I put Texas second.
That's but okay. I mean, I understand that.
I actually considered doing the same thing. But when I realized, I'm like, but it doesn't really matter. We can still, like last year we saw we didn't win the division and still ended up. We know what happened there. Yeah. And so, of course, the Astros had their little thing. Hey, what happened? Or, people keep asking, what if we didn't win the division? Now we'll never know. And then I love how
Corey Seager.
Responded.
Hey, if you want to know how I am at picking things, just ask Nathan how I'm doing in our fantasy, on our bracket
challenge. Actually, I haven't even looked at that.
Oh, I am in second to last place in both leagues I'm in. And Tyler, I think I'm about halfway down in the one I'm in with you.
Hey, but there's 111 in ours. You're doing pretty good in Todd's. You're doing pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing better than I am in Nathan's. I have like, I think it's like, I don't remember what it is, but it's I'm like 2 points off of the worst record from the first two rounds. I'm doing really bad in that one, but my champion's still in, so I still got a shot at it. So
you do.
There you go.
I picked Arizona, so I still got a shot.
And that's a good champion to pick because most people don't pick Arizona.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Arizona. It, I'll make this real quick. Another thing, the Final Four is being played in Arizona.
It's in Houston. Yeah. The Final Four is in Houston.
Oh, it's in Houston?
Yeah.
All right, now let's do plus or minus. I got the Rangers. What do you guys think? 90 wins. Are we over or under 90 wins this year? Tyler?
Under.
Okay, Mac?
Right on. 90 and 72 like their record last year.
All right, Nathan?
Right under. Early on is going to be tough. Right under.
Yeah, I got them at 88 and 74.
I got them at 88 and 66. Or 86 and 66.
There you go. I was going to say 86. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. I got you. All right. 86. I got them 88. And then Mac 90. I like it. And you know, I hope they prove all of us wrong and win like 94. That would be fantastic.
It'd be awesome.
The thing is, they have the offense to do it if their pitchers can just keep them in games.
That's the biggest question mark right there. Yeah.
And also think about last year, how many blown saves they have. That would have been, they would have won 100 games had they not blown half of their saves.
Okay, remember we talked going into the World Series about how our biggest fear was the bullpen.
Yeah.
And you know, that's I don't think that's going to change a whole lot. Like, I think that's going to be our biggest fear. You know, there's, you know, certain times, like, we just never felt comfortable with, you know, some of these leads.
No.
You know, we could have a 6-run lead and not feel comfortable with it. And that's, so I think that's kind of going to kind of carry over.
I think the offense has become more potent though than it was last year. Even some of the rookies coming in, I think it's become more potent. So even if the pitching is status quo as it was last year, it's plus. I mean, if you've got a more powerful offense or more potent offense, it's a plus. So I'm just thinking that, hey.
Yeah. I'm all good with that. All right. Now we've got our teams in. Who are the wild card teams? Let's start in the National League. Tyler, I'll start with you. Who are the two wild card teams?
I actually think there's going to be two from the AL West. I think it's going to be the Houston Astros and the Seattle Mariners.
All right.
And the last one I will go with. Nah, I can't do it. I cannot do it. You know what I'm talking about, Ben, but I'm not going to do it. Yeah, yep. I'll say it. The New York Yankees.
I hope they don't make the playoffs again.
But I'm going to say the Yankees and the two other teams in the West.
All right. What do you say, Mac, in the AL?
Hey, you don't ask me about no wild cards because Tyler didn't prep me for this. So
I'm
out on the wild cards. I'm out on the wild cards. And you know what's weird about that is because the wild card team won that shit last year. So
yeah, I know. That'd be great. A wild card team won it all last year.
I did not prepare for that, so I'm not going to give you an answer.
That's all right.
I'll make an ass myself.
I kind of pulled that one out of a hat anyway. So
yeah, ain't no big deal.
All right, so who wins the – let's start in the National League. Who wins the pennant? Nathan, I'll start with you. Who's going to the World Series for the NL?
Oh, dang. I was prepared for the other question.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead then. Go ahead with the wild card teams and the AL.
Okay, yeah. I was going to go Baltimore, Houston, and I was going to go Yankees as well.
All right, and I am going to go with Texas. I'm just going to say not Houston. I'm going to be mean. I'm going to say Texas, Tampa Bay, and I think.
No, pick Houston for the kiss of death.
Okay, you're right. And Houston, you're right. So Tampa Bay, Texas, and Houston go to the playoffs. And the Astros and Rangers meet in the ALCS. And no, I'm just kidding. All right. I'm not worried about wild cards in the National League because none of us really follow the National League.
No, so, I ain't worried about it either.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the National League. So who wins the pennant, though, in the National League? Let's start there. Nathan, I'll start with you. Who's going to the World Series for the NL?
Oof, gosh.
We know it's not the Dodgers, so we got to pick somebody else. Dodgers,
yeah. Man. That's a tough one. Yep. You know, I'm going to say Phillies.
Okay. Yeah, they almost did it this year.
Yeah.
All right, Mac, who's going to the World Series for the National League?
I'm gonna say the Arizona Diamondbacks are gonna go back to back.
That would be pretty cool. Tyler, who you got?
I think the team's too talented. I'm going with the Atlanta Braves.
All right, and I am also going.
How they did last year.
I'm also going with the Atlanta Braves. Yeah, but I feel like they have a year of experience under their belt. Yeah. I think they're gonna push through this year and go to the World Series. So I got Atlanta. All right. I'll start with you again, Nathan. Who's going in the American League? I think I know where you're going with this.
actually I'm torn here because of the same reason last year, you know, going into the World Series, I picked against the Rangers in hopes that, you know,
you'd be wrong
or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, I also cannot for the life of me pick the Astros. So I'm going to go Tampa.
All right. Mac.
I'm going to go the Rangers.
I love it. Tyler.
I'm going to go kind of Nathan's route. I'm not going to jinx it. It's tough. When was the last time it's been over 20 years back to back, you know, World Series champions? Not saying it can't happen, but
he didn't ask the champion. He said the AL champion.
Who won the AL? Okay. Who's going to win the AL? I'm going to go with the Baltimore Orioles.
All right. And I'm going with the Oakland at, no, I'm just kidding.
the Athletics.
They're not going to make the playoffs, but somehow they're still going to be in the World Series. I am going to say, oh gosh. I'm going to go Tampa Bay.
Okay.
I'm going to go Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is going to go to the World Series. All right. So you guys remember the two teams you picked, I hope. Who? Nathan is your World Series champion in 2024.
I will go Phillies.
Okay. Mac, who do you have as your World Series champion?
I'm going to go Rangers.
You're going to go. All right. I love it, man. Back to back. I love it.
I'm going Rangers.
Tyler?
I like it, Mac.
You're a champ until you're proven wrong.
You are correct. They are the defending champions all year.
I'm going to go with the Atlanta Braves.
I am also going to go with the Atlanta Braves. I think the Braves have what it takes this year, but again, I'm always wrong, so that's why I'm picking the way I'm picking. If I was good at this, I would have picked the Rangers to win the World Series, but I'm not, so I'm picking the Atlanta Braves to win the World
Series. There you go.
All right, so does he get it this year? Let's start at the top. Manager of the year, let's start in the American League. Who is going to win the American League Manager of the Year? I'll start with Mac. Not Dusty Baker. I'll start with Mac. Mac, who's going to win the AL Manager of the Year?
Rocco Baldelli.
That would not surprise me one bit. Tyler?
Oh, Bruce Bochy.
He got robbed last year. Nathan?
What he said.
Yeah, I'm also going Boch.
I think
it's like a makeup call in basketball when they miss a foul. I think it's going to be a makeup call that Boch is going to get this year because he should have gotten it last year.
That you took the words right out of my mouth. Right
yeah, there. I think it'll be the basketball makeup call, like, you know, or the strike three call when they called strike three a ball, you know, one of those, that makeup call. I think Bruce Bochy is going to win it. So I think Boos is going to win it. All right. Do we even know any manager's names in the National League?
I do. I already have mine.
All right. All right. Who we got? We'll start with Mac again. Who you got for the National League?
So Mike Schlitt is who I have.
All right.
The manager for the Padres. Are you talking about the manager for the Padres?
Yes.
Okay. Who do you got, Tyler?
David Bell.
David Bell.
Not a you know who that is, Ben.
Yeah, I know who David Bell is.
Yeah, David Bell. Nathan's doing some research.
I couldn't remember. Rob Thompson's name is what the one I was trying to, you know, I had right down to my time, but I got, had to look it up for sure. Rob Thompson of the Phillies.
All right. And I'm also going with David Bell. I like that choice.
Okay.
All right. So let's start with where we think. I want to start in the American League again. I'll start with you this time, Nathan. There's two who could be competing for it on our team. Who's going to be the rookie of the year in the American League?
Oh, Langford. the name Carter? Escaped. You know, what?
Carter?
No.
Wyatt Langford.
Wyatt Langford? Okay.
Yeah.
Mac, who do you have as rookie of the year?
Wyatt Langford?
Tyler?
You already know my boy. Wyatt Langford.
All right, and I'm going to give it to Derek Jeter. No, I'm just kidding.
Derek Jeter.
we used to have a joke back in the day. He'd win it every year no matter what, but no. I don't know.
It's a joke.
I honestly think it's going to be between Carter and Langford. And the way he's played in spring training, I don't know how you can vote against Langford. So I also think Langford, I mean, if he plays, I mean, he led all of the majors in hits, runs, home runs, RBI in spring training, all of the majors. and he's 22 years old and his first experience at this. I don't see how, I mean, unless just something goes horribly wrong or somebody has the greatest season in history.
And how quickly he got to that.
I mean, Josh Young was a shoe-in last year had he not gotten hurt.
Exactly.
Right? He would have been rookie of the year had he not gotten hurt. So barring injury, I think Wyatt Langford is your American League rookie of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just marked on the scene so freaking quickly. You know, it's
like, and yet when I saw him in person out there in Arizona, man, the dude is big. He's fast. His speed is incredible for his size. But like, he is so fast.
How many of these names have we just waited for what seems like an eternity for some of these guys to come up from the big leagues?
Yeah. Jack Leiter, Cole Lynn, Blaine Crim. You know, Dustin Harris, Joey Gallo,
we waited on for Justin a long Foscue. Time.
Justin Foscue waited forever for them to make the team. And then, you know, here we are. They still haven't. And then Wyatt Langford has had, 89 professional at-bats? He's on the major league roster.
It's insane.
Or hell, in our lifetimes, you have these damn good prospects, and they'd trade them all away for nothing.
Look at the opening day starter for the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, my God.
My boy, Cole Reagans.
Is the Royals' opening day starter.
I mean, you trade them off for these big contracts, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Never get ahead that way.
All right, rookie of the year in the National League. Mac, I'll start with you.
National League. Okay, so.
What?
Yoshinobu Yamato.
Yamamoto.
I had to phonetically spell that out so I could try to pronounce it.
It's a tough name to say. It's a tough name to say.
That's just what I picked. I don't.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. All right. Tyler, who do you have as the National League Rookie of the Year?
Milwaukee Brewers, Jackson Chourio.
That's a good choice. Nathan, who do you got?
Kyle Harrison. Mostly because that's the easiest name to pronounce.
I'm also going with the New York Giant. I'm going with Jung Ho Lee.
Well, that was an easier one than I picked.
Yeah, you picked Yoshinobu. I'm not even gonna try to say it. you should have heard me when the Rangers first traded. You should have heard me when the Rangers first got Mike Fultonevich. I could not say it.
From the Panhandle.
That's dangerous.
You can ride me off for all that you want.
I mean, I'm in the deep woods of East Texas, so I'm surprised I can say any of their names without spitting afterward. You know, so.
Right.
All right. MVP. Who do you think wins MVP for? Let's go again. American League first. Mac, I'll start with you again. MVP for the AL.
Corey Seager.
Love it. All right. Tyler.
Julio Rodriguez, Seattle Mariners.
That I could see happening for sure. All right. What do you think, Nathan?
I was actually going to go Seager myself.
I like Seager. In my great being wrong odds, I'm going to go with Yordan Alvarez.
Hey, that's a good call.
Yordan Alvarez. I mean, as much as I don't like the Astros, Yordan Alvarez is a pretty dang good player, man.
He's damn good.
He's a pretty dang good player.
I know. I didn't have to pitch against him. He scared the shit out of me. Just watching him back.
I agree with you 100%. So, all right. National League. I'll start with you again, Mac.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, that's again a great choice. Tyler,
I'm gonna go with Mookie Betts, Dodgers.
Good choice. Yep. All right, Nathan.
I like the Mookie Betts. I mean, by the way, you know his initials are MLB.
Oh, that's right. They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that until you just said it. That's pretty cool.
What's his middle name?
It starts with an L. I don't know.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean,
no, I don't know.
I can't remember. I can't remember what it is. I'll have to look it up a while. But
it's interesting. You don't hear many middle names that start with an L.
No. Leonard, or your brother has one, Nathan.
That's right.
Shout out to Jason. All right, am I the last one to pick?
Oh, sorry.
No, Nate hasn't gone yet.
Okay.
I was my internet was slow. I was trying to figure out what Mookie Betts' middle name was.
Hey, we only cover important things on this show.
Exactly. That's as I said, I think the Dodgers will make that. I don't know, I'm going to go Betts.
I'm going chalk on this one. I'm going Ronald Acuña Jr.
Ooh, I like it.
With his major big season last year, I think Ronald Acuña Jr. All right, and then last.
Hey, one, so real quick, real quick, Mookie Betts' middle name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
L-Y-N, okay, Lynn, Mookie Lynn Betts. All right, and then Cy Young for the, let's start in the American League. I'll start with Tyler this time. Tyler, who wins the Cy Young in the American League?
Cy Young in the American League. That one's tough to me. I'm going to hand this one off to Nate and let me think about it.
All right.
Oh, wait. Nate just left.
Let's go. Let's hand it off to Mac. Mac, who do you have for the Cy Young winner?
I was not prepared for this, but I'm going to say Nolan Ryan.
I like it. Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan's going to win that because he probably
I am going to go with Corbin Burnes from the Baltimore Orioles.
That's NL.
No, Baltimore Orioles. That's what? AL.
Oh, yeah, he is in the AL now.
Hey, you know who, by the way, if you look at the odds, you know who's a plus 900? Is Cole Reagans.
Yeah, it don't surprise me. I mean, look at the spring. Well, I mean, I know spring, yeah. But.
He's a plus 9. Oh, Nathan's back. Good.
Okay. It's Lynn.
Yeah. Tyler figured that out while you were gone.
Okay.
We got Lynn.
So I passed the question to you because I haven't got mine.
You ran off. Yeah, wait. American League Cy Young. Mac went with Nolan Ryan.
Oh, nice.
And cool. I went with Corbin Burnes for Baltimore.
Okay. I'm going with Nolan Ryan in the National League as I'm Mac.
Hey, I might go with him in the National League too. Shoot.
Good idea.
I could.
You could. All right. Tyler, you got it yet? Come on, go with your boy, Tyler.
I'm going to do it. Cole Reagans. Cole Reagans for the Royals. Yep. Cole Reagans is going to win the American League MVP or Cy Young, excuse me.
He's number six in the odds. So,
Cole Reagans. Do it for me, Cole.
All right. Cole Reagans. All right. And then something that none of us care about, the National League. Who's going to win the Cy Young in the National League? I'll start with Mac.
I'm going to go Tom Glavin on that one.
All right. I like that. Tom Glavin. All right, Nathan, who do you have? Is it Nolan Ryan?
Either him or Spencer Strider.
Yeah, Spencer Strider. Okay.
That's who I was going to say.
One of the two of them.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going either.
Go ahead.
Greg Maddux or Spencer Strider.
See, and here's the thing, Ben. I think it's fine. You know, we're talking about makeup calls earlier. And Nolan never won a Cy Young, and so I think this is the year that they give the makeup call.
Well, I'm going with either Steve Carlton.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Or Zach Wheeler, who's also a Philly. So
can't go wrong with Zach.
And Zach Gallen, I wanted to go with, but because he was so good last year, but I'm going to go with Zach Wheeler. All right, did I miss anything? Is that all our awards? I don't want to get into anything stupid, like, you know, who's the bench coach who's left-handed, who only comes to games at 2:30 in the afternoon award. We're not going to get into all that. So
I think you covered it, Ben. I think you did a really good job covering everything.
All right. So that is our prediction show. I think that the Nolan Ryan pick for all of us is probably the best one. I think he's got the best odds.
What about the ball boy of the year?
I think that's going to be, Bobby.
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 Dang it, Bobby. All right. I think we've done about as much damage as we can tonight. So Nathan, Mac, Tyler, thank you all so much for joining me.
Yeah. Before we head out, I think there's a trivia question that, cause Mac, you know, always listens to every podcast. So I think Mac's got a trivia question he wants to throw out tonight.
All right, Mac.
I kind of like y'all's trivia questions. So I kind of been looking at that. I never get them right, but so here's a trivia question. Who is the greatest baseball player to never be drafted that was known as the groundskeeper?
Ooh.
Huh. He wasn't drafted. He's known as the groundskeeper.
His nickname was the groundskeeper.
Well, did he play in the AL or the NL, Mac?
He never played.
Oh, he never played.
Yeah, he was never drafted. Well, he may have played some minor. Well, you know, he didn't play minor league either. I don't, not to my knowledge, anyway.
I don't know. Who is it?
Nobody has a guess.
I can't think of who it would be.
Do you have a clue, Tyler, by chance?
I ain't got no clue, man. You got me stumped on this one.
Well, that would be me.
Tyler, you should have known that.
Damn it. I actually did get it right. He told me the trivia question before he got on, and I actually did guess it.
He goes, I don't know. Ben's a pretty sharp cookie. I'm like, I don't think you'll get it.
No, I didn't get it.
I was way beyond this.
I was trying to rack my brain, okay, man.
I was a little confused. Repeat the question again.
So it was the greatest baseball player that never got drafted. Well, you'll have to go back to my first podcast, and they razzed me up about picking dandelions.
Yeah, yeah.
Was known as the groundskeeper.
That's okay. Right. See, I remember that now, but so I did not remember that. So you had me thinking outside, like, well, who is he talking about?
Yeah. That's what he did at first, too, Ben, to me. And I'm like, who are you talking about? I was like, but he said owns his own business. But you also did say you own your own business, too.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to go there.
Well, and the word greatest is kind of subjective, too. So, it's like,
So I have a cousin that he said he was the greatest football player to never play the game.
Never played the game. I
mean, yeah, he never played, but he's the greatest.
Yeah, I'm probably the greatest hockey player that's never put on skates. So
exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I had a guy one time I worked with that said he had 2 incomplete doctorate degrees. And I turned to the guy next to me and said, well, hell, so do I. I just haven't started them yet.
Yeah. Well, that's what we talk about, college and everything. And I'm like, you know, so people learn all this stuff without going to college. You do realize that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can, especially in your line of work.
No, yeah.
Like, I mean, experience is way better than college in your line of work as far as your techs and stuff like that. You want people that have hands-on experience.
Yeah, well, the first doctor and the first dentist, they all started this way before college was ever invented.
That is true.
It was probably not the prettiest thing in the world, but
now some guy came with a broken arm and some dude looked at and said, I think I can fix that.
Yeah. I got some duct tape.
All right. I think that's all we got, guys. Thank you all so much for joining me.
I appreciate y'all having me on.
Mac, Tyler, Nate, thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Everybody go out and enjoy the game tomorrow.
You bet. Go Rangers.
Go Rangers.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening to the Ranger Report podcast. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, and at therangerreport.com.